korbin. Aber chachamim oimrim, but the chum, you know, lamed amalaf on top, you have a chum oimrim, beiz shechtim zevach echad, you could have two people shechting one zevach. So again, it's a kasha. If you hold ein l'shchit elu b'soif, it should have said also that the first one is tor, only the second one is tamei. You could have two people shechting korban according to Rabbanin. And further, ule Reb Lezer b'shim, even according to Reb Lezer b'shim and Ami, also you could find a difference. Lifnik should have made a difference like this. When you're being oisik and shechting the poro, you should have a chiv like this. What's going to be going to shochet chagavro? Let's say one person made the shita, one person shechted the whole paraduma. But b'shnei sudrim, he changed his clothes in the middle, put on a different hat, a different jacket in the middle of the shita. So be enough femina. The sud kam aloy metamei. If you hold ein l'shchita elo b'sois, the shchita is first called at the end. So the beginning of the shchita is not called the shchita saporo. So this chav nachmina the sud kam aloy metamei. If you hold ein l'shchita like a shlokish, so then the first coat that he was wearing should not be tamei. The sud basa metamei, the second one that is wearing at the end of the shchita should be tamei. Why didn't it make this for a difference? So chorda should be raya. Everybody holds. Yesh and l'shchila metchila b'yatzoif, and there's no nafkamina. No matter what you're wearing, at any time of the shchita, you become tamei. Samura says no. El, the answer is, bibsulo de poro kamari. We're only talking about cases, the chiddush of Bryce before was, where the parodum becomes posel. Still, whoever was isik in it before it became posel, is tamei. But the chshero, over here, we're talking about you made a good shchita. So that we don't divide up, loy kamari, we're not talking about that. Since everything was done behechsher. Just nafkamina, which clothing becomes tamei at the beginning of the shchita, the end of the shchita, that the price doesn't make chalukim. Could be it's true. It could be really we hold ein l'shchita elo b'soif. It's really only becomes tamei what you're wearing at the end of the shchita. But the price doesn't talk about it, because we're only talking about chedushim where the korban became posel. Where the paradum is still kosher, and you're making a kosher shchita, that we don't talk about to make the differences to the beginning or the end. So if we have no kosher, we have no proof. Moser Rav Idi Barav, and he has a question like this. It says in Gemara Psochim, Uvemoyid Lishmoy Potter. Here it's talking about, you're not allowed to shecht the korbin on Pesach when you have chometz. Rashi says, B'sheichet ha-Pesach ala chometz koi. If you shecht the korbin Pesach when you still own chometz on Erev Pesach, you have to chatzois, so you're over a special love. And when Rashi brings down, Nero Mar Behosom L'shar Zvochim, any korbin you shecht, you have to chatzois. Or else any time during Pesach. If you have chometz, you have a special lav. Le'sishchat al chometz, the Pasuk says. So the shalom is only if it's a kosher or shchita, you're over the lav. If it's not kosher, you're not over the lav. So more stuff like this. Uvemoyit, if you shecht the korban Pesach on Yom Tov. In the case, well, let's say you lost your first korban, Pesach, and you brought a second one instead, then you found the first one on Yom Tov. So if you shecht the shame of korban Pesach on Pesach, it's possible. It's after Erev Pesach, you can't bring it anymore after Pesach. You have to bring it to Erev Shlomim. But if you shecht it l'shmoy, l'shem korban Pesach, so it's a posle korban, and therefore potter, even though you have chomich, not over lav, you're not over lav, l'shishchat, because it's not called a good shchita. What's going to be though, shloy l'shmoy? Let's say you shecht this korban now, shloy l'shmoy, not l'shem of Pesach, but l'shem of Shlomim. And the Pesach, achas manoy, is kosher for Shlomim. So really it's kosher for shchita. Then chay. Then Yechayiv, for this love, although Sishchat al Chometz, since you own Chometz and you shecht in the Korbin, you're over a separate love. Now, Avinubov, you have a question on this. Taima de Shleil Lishmoy. Why do you say Yechayiv, because you shechted this Korbin, Shleil Lishmoy, means L'shem Shlomim? Hostoma, Mashmi, you shechted this Korbin Pesach, on the first or second day of Pesach, even the Cholomoyd, you shechted it Stoma, without any Kavono, then Potter, and then it's still called like a Shchita Psula, and you're not over this love of shechting when you own chametz. The question is, Vamai, why? Vamai, potter, why you potter, you shecht the korban Pesach stomom? The klal is that Pesach b'shayim meris hashono, shlomim hu. Pesach, the rest of the year, meaning after Erev Pesach, if you didn't bring it then, so the din of the Pesach is to be brought to the korban shlomim. So if you shecht it stomom, it should be done l'shem shlomim, so it should be kosher. And therefore, you should be over love. So what does it say, you're only chayv if you have l'shem shlomim, mashmas tominat? So where it says, l'chur shramin, here should be a proof that Pesach b'shay yimris hashono bo yakira. That no, a korban Pesach, if you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, when you bring it after Pesach, you have to make an akira. It means you have to have in mind the favors you're doing it l'shem shlomim. But if you do it stam, it's still considered like a korban pesach, and it's possible. An akira means you have to have a favorish in mind that you want to uproot the korban pesach shabai, and you want to make it into a shlomim. That's the proof. And of this, v'yomu Rabbi Chiya bar Garmdo, nizuko v'pi chaburu, this halacha was thrown in front of the chaburu. V'yomu, they said like this. V'yomu, they said, hoch, there could be, there's no proof. Could be really a korban shlomim, a korban pesach after erev pesach does not need an akira. Even if it's shechted stam, it could be also it's kosher for shlomim. But over here, the case, if so, why is it mashmi v'shechted stam, you're not over a lav of l'sishchat? They said like this, v'yomu hocha mayaskinun, going shahoyu bailim tumeya mason. We're talking about that the owner of this korban was tumey on erev pesach. And therefore, he himself, the midoch l'pesach sheni, he himself still has to bring a pesach sheni. Therefore, this tomo l'shmoy koi, Mistom is going to use this korban on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you shecht this korban during Pesach, it's possible, unless you shecht the favorites l'shem shlomim. Then you need an akira. There could be a regular person that it was Yotze's first korban Pesach on erev Pesach, and then he finds his other korban. It could be then you don't need an akira. Yemor says ho'achar loyboy akira, but somebody else that does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. He's finished with his korban Pesach. It could be automatically, it has a shame shlomim on it now. You can say it's stam and it's kosher. So more so like this. If you tell me, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that the shchita starts from the beginning until the end, so then, if so lay mitchila shchita, at the beginning of the shchita, it became possible. Since you shechted it, l'shem shlomim, stam, l'shem pesach stam, it's possible. But el, if you tell me, Ein l'shchita l'besoif, like Rishlok, you should know the whole shchita first starts at the end. It starts like this then. Kivan the shochet beipurto, as soon as you start at the shechtes korban. Again, even if the bailam was tummy, that he has to bring a pesach shein, but he shecht in this korban now on the first or second day of pesach. So as soon as he shecht a little bit, itchilei mi pesach, like it's kamat like going to be a treifa, you can't let this pesach live anymore until pesach sheini, this korban. So as soon as you shecht a little bit, it's like pushed away, it can't be used for Korban Pesach anymore. It's either kikor shochet, when you finish the shchita then, like it's not aimed to be used for Pesach anymore, so shchita by itself, it should be shlomim kor shochet. It's aimed to be shechted right now, but there is a shlomim. So even if this owner was tomei by Pesach Rishon, then he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, but as soon as he starts to shecht this korban on Pesach, right away it's not fit to be used anymore for Pesach Sheni. So at the beginning of the shchita should be used for shlomim. So when he finishes the shchita, it should be called the shchita ksheira. Since so, it should be over lav of l'sishchat achomitz. And since we see a pot, that's a proof that no, a shchita starts at the beginning until the end. But since at the beginning of the shchita, it was done l'shem of Pesach, now, when it's not mizmanoi, that's why it's possible. So where it's a riot from Yechon, the kashan l'shlokish. Samara says no. Oh, Malay Abaye Abaye says back, Nihidi yitchilei mi pesach, einachanam, as soon as you start to shecht it, like it can't live anymore, so it's not going to be fit to be used for pesach sheni. It's not aiming to be used for korban pesach anymore, but I call upon him midmei pesach mi yitchi. It wasn't pushed away from the money for korban pesach. Now the first one of the big lines Rashi says, midmei pesach means royu limchar. The owner could still sell this korban right now, koidem gemashkit, before the end of the shchita. The Lord says lechulin, and the money will go, and the behem will go out lechulin, and the money will have kedusha that will buy another korban pesach sheni. Rashi says, why shein lechul mum kavua gadol mizeh? This is like the biggest mum you can have. Therefore, you could be paid it right now, and the money will go for korban pesach. So, since the money of this animal is still fit to be used for pesach sheni, the shein pesach is still in this korban. Therefore, even after you started the shchit, it's still called the korban pesach, and therefore, if you shecht it stam, it's possible. Because the Korban Pesach can't shecht like as Pesach only on Erev Pesach or Pesach Sheni, not in between. So therefore it's good why it says here, your potter from the lav is not called a good shchita, even if you hold Ein l'shchita ela b'seif. Because here it's always called fit for the May Pesach, so it's never nitche from a Pesach. More is the question, Mechita Med, you tell me still, boy, hamod of arocha, no, if you want to be pointed with though, you have to make hamod of arocha means, you have to like let it stand in front of the kohen. It's no value. How much is worth? Like Rashi said, the Pesach Likra says to him and the behemoth near coin, you have to stand the behemoth in front of a coin. The herach ha-koyin oison, the coin will value how much it's worth. This one now, since you started the shechit, it can't stand anymore. So maybe you can't be paid with it now. So Moshe says, no. But now we learned, shochat bo shnayim or roiv shnayim. Even if you shech the two simon of the behemoth, or even roiv of the two, v'yadayin him afreches, and the behemoth is still shaking around, harei kechai l'chol devreo, it's called alive, l'chol devreo, and therefore you could be paid with it. So my instance, you still could be paid to this animal, it's still called a Kedushas Pesach on it, and that's why it's possible. And therefore, you're not over the lava by Sishchat. So I call upon him, we're not purchasing our Shalak, it's Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, if you'll yesh and l'shchit, and l'chil of Yatsoif, does l'shchit start at the end, or no, it starts from the beginning until the end. So our Gemara is not purchasing the Shalak. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yudah Marav, ha-shoychit v'shnayim u'sholosh mekoymos. If you shech two or three different places at the neck, on the right place, because each time you go an inch above, so shchitos ha-ksheira. So it's a big shaila, how do you learn here, where the attacker need all three shchitas to make a roiv simin? That's what some learn. Like, you shecht on the bottom, then on the side, then the other side. And altogether, you went through a roiv with a simin. But neither one spot went through roiv with a simin. You need all three spots together to make it into shechita. Rashi says, Shechotach kan, you cut one place. Vechoz avisch lishchot lamata, then you start to cut on the bottom of that, or on top of it. So still the chiddush of the shechita is kosher. Between all three cuts, you have roiv of the simonim, shechita asa ksheira. That's what Yudah Merav says. So Merav says, Ki amrisa kam, we said a sova kam with the Shmuel. Omri said like this, no, he holds the shechita psula. Bina shechita mufras v'leka. That has to be a clear-cut shechita. Mufras means clear-cut, you can see straight through. Rashi says, Megula, uncovered. Vini keres, you could tell. Taina b'mokim echad, he holds the shechita has to be in one place. That has to be one cut that you cut through over the simonim, and you can see it there. And here you cut it two or three different places, you can't see one straight cut. That's not a good shechita. So that's the machlokes. We'll soon see what the time is. Versus V'yafra Shimon ben Lakish also saw, he also holds Binyan Shechita Mufras. You have to have a clear-cut Shechita. The Yom Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Minan, how do we know to say this? L'Shechita Shim Mufras, that a Shechita has to be clear-cut, straight through. You know, the Pasuk says, Chetz Shochut L'Shoina Mirma. Dover. That Chetz Shochut L'Mashma Shechita is like a Chetz, is like an arrow. Just like an arrow goes straight through, Rashi says, Chetz Shochut means Shechita Dom L'Chetz. Shechita is like an arrow. It doesn't cut in two or three places, it goes straight through the arrow. That's the way a shechita has to be. Versus Mosiv, Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer has a question like this. It says, Alochom, Beis Oichsen Besakin, if two people holding on to the same knife, Fishoichsen, they make the shechita together. Afilu Echod Milmalo V'yechod Mamato, Shechita Sekshera. So how the meaning is, one made a slice on top, one made a slice on the bottom. Rashi says, how the meaning was, the two different knives. And one cuts on top, one cuts on bottom. And still, it's a good shechita. The question is, am I, according to a shlokish like, v'holeka shechita mufras? Two people shechita two different parts, so it's not a shechita mufras, not a straight cut. So why is it good? Or malei reb yimyo, mishnaseinu besakin echa. No, here's talking about one knife. Ushnei b'nei yodin, just two people are holding the two ends of the knife, each person is holding it. But why there's only one knife and one cut, so it's considered a shechita mufras. Oh, Malay Rabba Yehochi, if so, Hainu, is this true? Hainu, the Tony Law, that's what we learned on this, Hainu, the Tony Law. That in Cheshishin, Shema Yitrifu, it says in this halacha, when two people hold on to the same knife, we're not afraid, maybe they made a trefer out of it. Shema Yitrifu. How would they make a trefer? Zeal Zeh. Yeah, we'll soon see why. So, Iyamrit Bishleim of Bishteis, if you're talking about they did it with two separate knives, Shteis Takinim, Ushnei B'nei Yodim, two different people, each one uses his own knife. Shapra, it's good to have him, because the mother time I would have thought to say, Lechish, let's be afraid that Dilma Samchi Adodi, each one is same with the other one, will do rubber of the simin. Fahaila Yosil Mevid Ruba, Vaila Yosil Mevid Ruba, and either of them did rubber of the simin, could be even together you don't have rubber of the simin cut. That's what I would have thought to say, each one is same from the other one, therefore I would have thought to say, it's Psula, Kamash Bono, still is caution. Sounds good. But early, I'm if you're going to tell me, the case is talking about the sakin echo, one knife over here, sakin achas. Hushnei b'nei yodim, two people holding it. Hai en choshin shem yitifu. What are you afraid of? I made them make a tray for. That's not a shayla. Zelzeh, like for sure they cut row with the simen. It should have said rather, shem yidroisel zelzeh mi boile. It should have said maybe they'll push down together. When you have two people holding it, maybe instead of moving the knife backwards and forwards and like cutting it, maybe they'll just press down. That's what you should have said better. But what are you saying? That's a shashal's treifa. Samura says, "Oh, malei ravav nechnami. Tni learn like that. Learn in chesh. We're not afraid. Shem yidroisel zelzeh. Nechnami. That should be the gersa. We're not afraid."